Studio 360.
While gay men became more central on stage and in big-time theater beginning the last few decades, lesbian characters, not so much. That changed dramatically a couple of years ago with the Broadway run of the terrific musical Fun Home, which won 5 Tonys, including Best Musical. The show was based on a graphic memoir by Alison Bechdel about her own upbringing, growing up as a lesbian in a funeral home in rural Pennsylvania. And that was adapted for the stage by the composer Janine Tesori and the writer Lisa Krohn, who, by the way, were the first female writing team ever to win a Tony for Best Original Score. We'll be hearing from both of them. This is Janine Tesori.
This is going to be changing my major. Just a caveat that I'm a writer who sings-ish, so I will do my best. What happened last night? Are you really here? Joan, 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 Joan. Hi, Joan, don't wake up, Joan. Oh my God, last night. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, last night. I got so excited, I was too enthusiastic. Thank you for not laughing, well, you laughed a little bit. At one point when I was touching you and said I might lose consciousness, which you said was adorable, and I just have to trust...
I think the idea of this song was a subset of how I felt and how Lisa felt, and heightened by the sense that what Lisa told me, as a gay woman, that she wasn't afforded an adolescence, that she didn't have that time walking down the hall with a girlfriend or pen and inking notes or hearts into her notebooks. And so what happened was an unbelievably goofy and really hysterical combination of a first time love and romance and sex that has been building and building to this moment, which was, ripe for comedy.
And Joan's crazy brown eyes.
Joan, I feel like Hercules. Oh God, that sounds ridiculous. Just keep on sleeping through this and I'll work on calming down so by the time...
Intuitively, both Janine and I felt from the beginning like Fun Home actually would be a good musical is that I think part of the power of that book is that there's this undercurrent of aching emotion that runs through that book. And it's a story about people who are really checked out and emotionally disconnected, and yet they're just aching with feelings they can't understand or acknowledge or express. And I think music is a way to show people having that exact experience.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel... You came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel...
Lisa's incredibly brave. She has been doing things in theater in downtown for years, and she said, you'll see. You'll see. They can't kiss. You'll see. And I didn't understand what that meant. And what she meant was that they would be laughed at. The audience wouldn't be laughing with them, that they would be laughing at them. And she didn't realize, and I think it's to her great joy, that that's just not the case at all.
I think Fun Home has come to Broadway when there's been this sort of accretion of images of GLBT people, I think, that's been built over decades by artists and by activists and through political change. And I think that it sort of reached this moment where there's enough of a framework there that audiences that a few years ago wouldn't necessarily have been able to, they wouldn't have felt that they could connect or identify with these characters, are having no trouble doing that. If there's anything that I really hope that the success of Fun Home does is to encourage producers to look at young women playwrights and composers and lyricists and take a chance on them based on their potential.
That's Lisa Krohn, who wrote the book and lyrics for the musical Fun Home. We also heard from Janine Tesori, who composed the music. When Alison Bechdel was in our studio, she talked about what led her back in the early 1980s to launch her comic strip, Dykes to Watch Out For.
I needed to see some kind of reflection of myself. I didn't see in the broader culture any images of women who looked like me or my friends. And I think that we all just really need to see some kind of reflection of ourselves, or something goes a little wrong.
So it's fitting that three decades after she rendered lesbians visible in one medium, in print, somebody else would use her characters to do that in the theater on Broadway. And it has left Bechdel kind of awestruck.
It is extremely surreal and, in this case, very, very wonderful. The play is brilliant. It could easily not have been. You know, it could have been not a good play, but I feel so lucky that they took this really intimate material of my life and stayed very true to it.
That story was produced by Zoe Saunders. Thanks to New York Public Radio and John Schaefer's podcast Soundcheck for the interviews with Lisa Krohn.